Well worth predecessors and fathers by name that lived in England long times ago, whose wondrous deeds were done for their fame, which now here in England breedeth our woe. Then pity did rest in every man's breast, and cruelty had no place to make his nest. Oh, happy England that lived in that state, when pity was porter at every man's gate. But pity, alack, 'tis quite fled and gone. True friendship and love is banished away. Plain dealing now walketh mourning alone, and no man relieves him by night nor by day. No pity we see in any degree, but fraud and deceit and vile butchery. Oh, happy England that lived in that state, when pity was porter at every man's gate. Oh, what is there now in this wicked age that man will not do to accomplish the end which he hath intended in malice and rage, though half that he hath in his mischief he spend? Men wanting the grace that love to embrace, which in former times had eminent place. Oh, happy England that lived in that state, when pity was porter at every man's gate. Now grudging and envy, once bred in the heart, abates not by reason, but still doth increase, till it bring into action some tragical part, by stabbing or poisoning, and never will cease, till he have his due, that this is too true. Know some that the poison of envy do rue. Oh, happy England that lived in that state, when pity was porter at every man's gate. Now under a colour of kindness and love, in purges and potions such cunning is known. A man unsuspected a murder may prove, but God will have mischief and villainy shown. Though God for a time may wink at a crime, yet he can discover when sin's in the prime. Be happy, O England, to live in that state. Let pity be porter still at thy gate. Look in the scriptures, and there you may read that murder, adultery has never good end. I never read yet that well they did speed, as late hath been seen in this our good land. But God turn their hearts that thus play such parts, for poisons and potions will turn to their smarts. Oh, would that good conscience did live in these days, then such kind of people would take better ways. Poor ragged conscience, where dost thou live? Banished, I doubt me, from town and from city. Poverty beggeth, yet few men will give, and plenty is sparing, the more is the pity. For gorgeous array now beareth such sway that by her continuance all things decay. Oh, happy England that lived in that state, when pity was porter at every man's gate. Good housekeeping now is quite laid aside. No butler stands ready to do an alms deed, and all to maintain fond fashions of pride, 1,000 good fellows do stand in great need. Most fair to the eye are houses built high, only for pleasure of them that pass by. But oh, happy England, to live in that state, let pity be porter still at thy gate. Since coaches here flourished so much in this land, one servant or two now serveth the turn. 40 good geldings were else at command, as many good fellows uprising each morn. Then tables were spread with good beef and bread, but now this good order from England is fled. Be happy, O England, that lived in that state, when pity was porter at every man's gate. Whole farms are consumed in pride for the back, in shoestrings and garters of silver or gold, which well might suffice to lead them that lack, and keep the poor widow from hunger and cold. But hardness of heart hath so played his part, that pity now weepeth to hear of our smart. O happy England that lived in that state, let pity be porter still at thy gate. Yea, happy was England before it did know such pride in apparel as many do wear. In warm russet clothing our gallants did go, and kirtles were garments for ladies most fair. Then malice and spite did live with no wight. True love and friendship was each man's delight. O happy England that lived in that state, let pity be porter still at thy gate. A bushel of wheat for sixpence was sold, and ore for a mark fat from the stall. A score of fat lambs for an angel was sold, with heart and goodwill in payment withal. And then at each door sat feasting the poor, the like to that time will never come more. O happy England that lived in that state, let pity be porter still at thy gate. When such a good world was here in this land, neighbor with neighbor did fall at no strife. Then needless were bonds and wills of their hands. Men's words were not broken, but kept as their life. But now in these days, all credit decays. Truth is not used, we see any ways. O happy England that lived in that state, let pity be porter still at thy gate. The time is quite changed, we find it by proof. Poor conscience a-begging now walks in the field, and charity blinded keeps her aloof, and cannot find where her house for to build. No pity we see in any degree, but fraud and deceit and vile usury. O happy England that lived in that state, when pity was porter at thy gate. If this happy world would once again more return to her former virtue and grace, all men with bounty would part with their store to build by poor pity a perpetual place. So pity will rest in every man's breast, and cruelty find no place to make his nest. Be happy, O England, to live in that state, when pity was porter at every man's gate.